This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, this is Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And on this show, I talk all things real estate. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Well, good morning, Las Vegas. It is the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. This is Monique Buchanan, your local Las Vegas realtor. Listen, I have another great show for you today. You guys hear me all the time telling you guys, listen, Pahrump is, you know, that's going to be our next suburb. You better, you know, go ahead and start looking towards Pahrump. They're widening the streets. We all know, hey, when they start widening that highway, the money is heading out that way, right? So that is going to be our next suburb, right? So I've already told you guys I've got plenty of clients that are out there looking. Vegas is small, and there's not a whole lot of places to build out here. So therefore, the prices of the homes have shot way up, right? But you can still get for under $400,000 right there down the street, 45 minutes away in Pahrump. So today I have a very, very special guest on. He is not only one of the builders that we have here in the city, but also in Pahrump. And he's the only black builder as well right there in Pahrump. His name is Mr. Hardy, or a.k.a. Hardy Bay. How are you, Hardy?
I am doing great. I am doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am so happy to have you. I got the chance to meet your beautiful wife. And, your guys' story just, it just taken me back. You know what I mean? I just love that you guys work well together. And I just want to have you come on the show and talk a little bit about what it is that you do. What do you provide? How did you get into building?
Oh, yeah. Well, once again, thank you for having me. And beautiful, beautiful day to all the people out yes. there in the world. And, you know, it's an interesting story. You know, it's a gift and a curse on all how it happened. You know, we ended up in Pahrump. One of my good friends passed away. Oh. You know, shout out to V-Max, Vernon Maxwell. You know, he was the lowrider king when it come to, you know, classic cars. So a lot of guys know him in the industry. He was a mentor to me, you know, coming up. You know, out of Los Angeles in the cars. And so I used to come out here 5 years in a row. I also own a company in China, animation consumer products, what we do. Okay. Shout out to Mind Styles.
Nice.
And, and so we used to do our company retreat year here every year for 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And I used to always go up to Pahrump and I used to go see Max. You know, it's my guy.
Oh, so Max lived in Pahrump.
Yes, he did.
Even 5 years ago. See, he was ahead of the time. He was ahead of the game.
Yeah. He was ahead of the game. Ahead of the game. And so, you know, went up to Pahrump. Used to always go visiting. And so Max was getting tired of the lowrider industry. So he's like, you know, I want to get ready to retire from the lowrider industry. Uh-huh. And, you know, he was showing me about all these properties he was buying in Pahrump. And the light bulb didn't turn on at that point, you know, as I'm going up there visiting him. And it's like, man, what are you doing up here, man, in this little country town, bro? And like, and he took me to like 25 properties, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so not houses, properties. So he had fourplexes, he had eightplexes, he had all this going on, right? So I'm calculating too, right, because what he's getting per door. Right. And he was at probably about $25,000 a month or so. And I was like, man, okay, yeah, you can retire on that, free and clear.
Right.
And so I really did not see the vision at that point. Mm-hmm. Until he passed. Mm. And that's why I say it's a gift and a curse. Because when he passed away, you know, I went to pay homage to the family.
Right.
And when I went up there, you know, his wife told me that he was building a fourplex. Okay. And they call it the monster, right?
Yeah.
Because he was using his own cash. And it was still a skeleton, you know, straight bones when I went up there and saw it. And so I came in there and said, hey, listen, you know, we'll come in and assist you. She didn't know anything about the industry. He was the breadwinner.
Right.
He was the mindset of it all.
Right.
And so we came in and I said, look, I can help you complete that. We'll complete that. And, you know, that way, you know, your family can be whole. And that's something I can give back to the family.
Wow.
'Cause that's my guy. And I definitely really, you know, he was dear to me. So I wanted to do something to help his family. And so that's how we got to Pahrump.
That is amazing. I love that. So you stepped in and helped her in her time of need.
Yes.
And then God turned around and blessed you.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So you finished out Max Project.
Uh-huh.
And then you said, you know what, let me continue on. You've seen a need there, right?
Yeah.
Because I will say this, you know, I do quite a bit of business up in Pahrump, and the one thing that I hear quite often is that they need rental properties.
Oh, definitely.
They are definitely in dire need of rental properties. So my investors out there, if you're hearing me and you want to get in contact with Mr. Hardy, 702-984-3700, 702-984-3700. WelcomeHomeWithMonique.com is my website. You can always catch me on IG at Realtor Monique Buchanan. So listen, this is your source. Mr. Hardy has been out there for how long have you been doing, or, you know, construction out there?
Oh, so in Pahrump, I've been doing construction for 3 years in Pahrump now. This is going into our third and a half year in Pahrump. I'm a carpenter by trade, though, out of Local 944.
Okay. You know, so all I build freeways, dams. Shouts out to my unions.
Yeah, you know.
I'm a union wife, okay? Let me give my husband a quick shout out. Teamsters. No.
Love it.
Local
love
14.
It.
But yes, oh, yeah, I love that, though. So let me ask you this. If some of my KUNV listeners right now, they are like, you know what, this sounds great. I just don't know where to begin. You know what I mean? But I have a plan. I want, you know, two fourplexes, or I want an apartment building. How can you assist?
So for us is, you know, one thing about, you know, me and my team, we believe in being a subject matter expertise, right?
Right.
Because, you know, Pahrump is uncharted waters, you know.
Right.
Even for folks that have been in Nevada all their life and been down here in Clark County, this is Nye County.
So completely totally different.
So for us, we assist the whole way. We assist in, you know, finding the land. Okay. We assist with the civil engineering. Mm-hmm. We assist with the permitting process, your building plans, from start to finish. We're a one-stop shop. We're small, but we do it all.
That's awesome. I like that. We're small, but we do it all. Yes. That's great, because there is a lot of guidance that is needed. You know, I've looked at property up there, and I tell you what, I thought I was going to just roll in like a big dog to Pahrump and snatch up a couple acres and just do whatever I felt like doing on it. I was going to pull my campers on there, let my kids roam around on their four-wheelers. Yeah, that wasn't happening. I had to look into it and found out that you have to have a permit to even put anything on your land.
Yes.
And see, people don't know that. Us, you know, down here in Clark County, we think if you own the land, you can do it as you please, mm-hmm. right? So these are things that we just don't know. And you guys always hear me say, you don't know what you don't know, right? So that's why you have to have a professional that knows exactly the ins and outs of that particular county, which is none other than Hardy Bay. Now, let me say, Lauren, let me ask you this. Did you have some hoops to jump through when it came to like permitting and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. So, you know, in the developing, reason why a lot of people, you know, don't really do developing, they start with rehabs and things like that, and maybe don't even make it to developing, because you have to be a politician in developing, because you're dealing with the county, you're dealing with the building department, you're dealing with, you know, the utility companies and things like that, right?
That one's a doozy.
So there's always hoops that we got to jump through and delegate there, because and this is, nothing is a standard in Pahrump. It's constantly changing. The goalpost is constantly moving.
Right.
So you really have to have tenacity, you know, and have the patience to be able to deal with it, because it's an evolving place.
Right.
And at the same time, even though it's growing, one thing about father time, no one will escape it, right?
Right.
And so, but some people there in Pahrump wants to keep Pahrump the way it is.
Yes.
Right now, you know, we talk about this, you know, light pollution and all this stuff, you know, and whatnot, but it's inevitable, right? You know, Vegas is busting by the seams.
It is.
You know, and it's going to continue to grow with or without us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so it's progressing. But it is a lot of challenges, because you have to be a politician. Because, you know, it's like throw a rock, hide your hand, right? Some will tell you, oh, we want it to grow, we want it to be better. And then over here, they'll be doing this to keep it down,
to keep it
slowing the process
town.
Up, right? Because I deal with that all the time. And that's why we're built for this. And that's why we've been there 3 years, really, really pounding. And now we got the best numbers. We're doing, you know, some of the best projects, right? It's because we do this with the people in mind.
Right.
We really want Pahrump to be a great community for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Not just one class of people. And I tell people, Pahrump is a starter. Well, we can make this a great place. This can be a model place for everyone. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And we have that, because we're starting with a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to us, and that's what I share. But yeah, there are challenges, pitfalls. There's a lot of them. And in this game right here, I mean, we had a partial map that we had to wait man, probably 8 months for this partial match.
Oh, wow.
Just for signatures, right? So these are the things that you have to deal with, the hoops you have to jump through.
But you do it for them.
Oh, yes, yes,
you're
yes,
jumping
yes.
these hoops.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's the thing, you know, we want to take all the brunt force, right?
Right.
Because education is important. You need to know what you're doing when you're jumping out there. And it's not as easy as you think. Like
no.
I said,
no,
you're dealing
not.
With, you know, counties. You're dealing with, you know, county commissioners. You're dealing with utility companies.
Right.
And everything in Pahrump also, when we talk about utility companies, they're privately owned.
Yes.
So no one can tell them nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Because I looked into the utilities. There were like three different ones in the county. Yeah. They couldn't even pinpoint which one my property that I was going to buy. Used. Mm. I said, okay, well, this is different.
Yes, very,
this is very,
very
different.
And I share that with people because, you know, people see a lot of land, right? Vast land, cheap land.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, I can buy this lot for this.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get this for this.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what they don't know is about infrastructure.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because Pahrump has no infrastructure because it is a growing town that's going to be a city.
City, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so you got to be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And have to have some understanding of civil engineering
right.
before you even buy something. Because you can buy this for $25,000, but if the water is 100 feet, 200 feet away,
oh boy.
So now they're going to have to run extensions
yes.
and laterals, right? And
yes.
that could cost you $150,000. So now it ain't a good lot
it's
no
not
more.
A good lot. So that little $20,000 lot just became $170,000.
There you go.
And that's what I had to find out when they told me, well, you know, Monique, you're going to have to dig about 30 feet under. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And that's going to cost you? I said, wait a minute. Because I went out there thinking I was going to buy a couple of, you know, the manufactured homes
uh-huh.
and just put them on a couple lots and rent them out. And it was going to be Sunshine City. But, you know, I at this point, I wasn't made aware. I wasn't introduced to you and your beautiful wife, Kim. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know. So now you are my resource.
For sure.
So now me and my husband will be reaching out to you. To get those, you know, to be able to turn that $20,000 lot into something profitable.
I love
because
that.
You have to have the right people that, you know, like you said, know the ins and outs of the city. You've already been a politician. You've already, you know, shook a hand, met a friend.
Hello.
And now you know how to get those deals done.
Yes.
So if you're interested, once again, 702-984-3700. This is Monique Buchanan, and I have none other than Mr. Hardy Bay on with me. And he is a builder out there right down the street across the, well, there is no pond, across the pond, Pahrump. It's only about 45 minutes away. And like I was telling Hardy, I actually drove in today. On my way to do the radio show, I gave keys to some clients, and I just sold them a home right there in Mountain Falls
okay.
Golf Course Community.
Yes.
Right? So right down the street.
Beautiful,
Where is your project located there in Pahrump? And what are you offering out there right now?
So, you know, right now where it's located is in the multifamily, right? So there's a zoning, right? You know, zoning... Pahrump has a multifamily area
right.
that most of multifamily because I specialize in multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my passion is
right
homes. There. So we're in the multifamily area of Pahrump, you know, Red Brute, you know, Star Road over there in that area by the old golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where mostly the multifamilies are. And
are you building? I'm sorry. Are you building like right now? You have fourplexes. What do you have available?
So right now we don't really have anything available
okay.
because Pahrump is unique. You have to build it, right? And another thing I was going to touch on when we were talking about this about the success, everything we built, it sold before we built it in Pahrump.
Oh wow!
So when I finished Max's property, we got five built.
Mm.
While we were finishing Max's property, like that, overnight.
Wow.
So this is how fast this stuff happens.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So everything we have touched in Pahrump, it was sold before we finished.
Wow.
So
did you
that's
guys hear
the
that?
Thing. You know what I'm saying?
Investors, did you hear that?
I'm trying to tell them. That's why I like the cats out the bag, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't even really talk about it anymore as much because I've been, you know, we formed a group to bring people together, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be able to say, hey, we can pool our money together
yeah.
because we're stronger together
Crowdfund.
And we have a great, great place that we can do this in.
There you go.
It's an emerging town that's going to be a city.
Absolutely.
And 45 minutes from a metropolitan city that you can go anywhere in the world and everybody know Las Vegas.
Everybody.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's an upside
mm-hmm.
to it. And so we've been trying to get people to be involved because I'm like, I live in Houston, Texas, and
mm-hmm.
I develop in Houston too.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, my projects are not all sold in Houston. See what I'm saying? Yeah, but in Pahrump, before they done, they're sold. And it's investors, investors. So what we have now is we have a fourplex we're going to break ground on coming hopefully by next month.
Okay.
We've been dealing, like I said, it's constantly changing.
Okay.
They're treating these things like level one site plans now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're treating them kind of like commercial.
Okay.
Right. And so you have to get your site plan ready. You have to tell what trees you're going to have, with light you're going to have, everything. Right.
Wow.
It's changing the game. Right. And we're using the International Building Code. Mm-hmm. We're not using the residential building code, even though they're residential. Right. And so that's where the gray area come in at when we're talking about code. Right.
And now if you were just a regular builder, you wouldn't even know that if you went to,
no,
you know, coming from Clark County. You'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
No, no.
Right.
And that's why, you know, you mentioned something, and I want to touch back on that about team, right? It's not about your idea. It's not about your money. It's about who's on your team.
Right?
Can your team deliver? That is so important to
Absolutely.
Me as the people. The people makes everything.
They do.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The true currency is relationships,
Absolutely.
Not the money.
Right.
You following me?
Yes.
And so I like that you touched on that because that's real, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we got going on right now in Pahrump. We're going to build a couple more fourplexes,
mm-hmm.
Which are townhomes, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's where we at right now. We're looking for a bigger partial. Pahrump is challenging for bigger partials because
they have small ones.
It's all chopped up.
Small ones chopped up. Yeah.
So what I found out is, back in the days, mm-hmm. all the casinos to put people on buses and take them to Pahrump. And they used to sell them all these land.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a thing, right?
Okay.
And so all these lots are bought up. You can see one big old field and it's all chopped up. Probably 100 people own that whole field.
Oh, wow.
Because they were selling them that it's going to grow, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. They was just too early. And a lot of people paid a lot of money for the stuff, too,
Ooh.
Which is crazy. And that's why some people are like, they hold on to it to the deer because mm-hmm. they paid so much.
Boy.
And I'm like, well, it's not worth that. I'm
yeah.
sorry you got bamboozled that they told you the Target was going to come 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It didn't come.
And the Target y'all barely got a Walmart.
But it's coming.
No, but it's coming. It definitely is now.
Because I really want to touch on this because Chipotle, right? I follow Chipotle.
Oh, yes. They were so excited about that Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. But I follow Chipotle. If you know about Chipotle and you know about Chipotle stock, Chipotle stock is doing better than Amazon.
Wow.
And that's amazing.
That is.
And a Chipotle has a better stock.
Some really good burritos.
I mean, it's trading like $2,600.
Yeah.
It's a burrito place. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
a stock trading at like $2,600, a burrito place,
that's
right?
Crazy.
But they are very diligent in their market analysis.
Mm.
They're not putting a Chipotle there if they don't know
that
what's
coming.
They don't play games. They spend millions of dollars on market analysis.
What's
so when I share with people, like, why y'all not here?
Right.
Why y'all not here?
Right.
Don't
right.
wait. It's going to be too late.
The reading on the wall. It's the reading.
Hello.
You got to see like I said, my sign was when they started, listen, when you see the government start pouring money into a street or, you know, widening it, I'm like, ooh, look what they're doing over there in Pahrump. I say, yeah, that's a sign. I need to start buying something over in Pahrump. So
definitely.
If you're just tuning in, you can get a hold of Mr. Hardy Bay, 702-984-3700. If you are looking to invest in Pahrump and you want to build maybe a multi-unit. Now, do you do commercial?
Yes, we do commercial. We do whatever. The things is, it's always a challenge. And I like to set this disclaimer because I'm a straightforward person.
And
right?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't understand in developing, right? There's a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things out of the developer's hands,
okay.
right? And so I'm very careful on who I take on as a client.
Right.
I want them to be educated. Because it is your job to also have some form of education of what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
Or you shouldn't be doing it.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's YouTube University.
Oh,
there's
no
excuses
no.
to have at least a bare understanding of what's going on.
That you got yourself and not on YouTube.
There you go.
Or TikTok. Right.
So the thing is that because the challenges that we constantly go through in the town is changing, right?
Right.
So say, for instance, I took you on as a client. I say, oh, yeah, Monique, your stuff is going to be done in a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I stood on. And then I get in there and I'm dealing with the county and I'm dealing with this and they're dragging me.
Right.
And now it takes me 6 months to get that permit. Now I only got 6 months to build. Now, but I told you something,
yeah, right?
And now certain people have understanding, some people don't.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because most people, they want what they want.
Right.
And that's what I've learned about life with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hear you, but still they're like, hey, you told me this.
And so, I want you to stick to this. But here's the thing, though. You seem like a very good communicator, and that's something that I pride myself on.
Yes.
So you will set those expectations. This is the tentative
date. Hello.
But this can move.
I've learned very well.
Every builder does that, though. Yes. You know, all the builders, all the major builders that I deal with my clients, they all say, hey, our closing date is tentatively this date. But obviously, this date can move around and change.
Yes, it can. Especially in Pahrump, right? When I'm going back to that, right? Because there's no set standard. If we were in Clark County, Clark County has had its code for 30 years.
Right, right.
It's a standard. You know, it's not going to move on you.
Right.
Pahrump, it
does, not that much.
Yeah,
not that much.
Pahrump, I could come today. I thought I had it together. And then they say, oh, no, we changed the rules. You're like, what? And there's no like regulatory body.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's a town.
It's different. It's a smaller town.
Very different.
But that's why the opportunity is there.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't want to discourage you. We're not trying to discourage you because you're in great hands and he's going to communicate. But that's why the opportunity is there, because everybody else is looking at it and turning away because they don't even know how to handle it.
There you go.
But that's why I've got Mr. Hardy Bay on with me today, because this man knows how to handle it.
It's subject matter expertise, back to that, right? You know, my team would tell you, like, I'm obsessed. You know, I'm obsessed with what I do. Everything I do it with pride.
Right.
And I do it with people in mind. We don't even talk about money. We talk about ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, you want to have that mission to say, hey, I want to be the best. If I'm going to do this, I want to be the best. Do it. And I really love helping people.
Yeah.
That's because that's what it's truly about. I believe each one teach
one. Absolutely.
You know, and so it's just about some people, they're complicated and they don't get out their own way. So I share with you is that if you ever have the opportunity to work with me, just be open-minded. Strap up. It's going to be a roller coaster ride, but I promise you, we're going
to
win.
That's right. I like that. I'm going to have to use that because that's true. Strap up, honey. But listen, I'm going to get you to that finish line.
Hello.
Just hang on there with me.
That's it.
And that's why, you know, I appreciate you and your wife. You guys are doing this once again with your, you know, with your heart involved. It's not all about the dollars. You know, it's about helping. And this community especially needs that. You know what I mean? They're in dire straits over there for housing.
Yes.
Which so is Vegas. You know what I mean? All right, Hardy. So let's touch on a little bit about your experience in building.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Like I share with you guys that I was a carpenter by trade.
Right.
I'm a local 944. Shout out to 944.
Right.
You know, been a part of freeways, dams, water treatment centers, and things like that. So, you know, that's where my experience of building coming from. Mm-hmm. I've always been a real estate investor.
Right.
I bought my first house at 19.
Nice.
So I'm 43 today.
Nice. You know, happy birthday.
No, not actually today. But yeah. So
blonde moment, y'all. Sorry, no offense to my beautiful blonde.
No, it's all
clients.
Good. I appreciate it. So you know, been doing this a long time and studying the industry. I actually lost my first house. You know, I bought it at 19. I lost it probably about 21, 22 years old, and that's what kind of got me into really, really digging deep with real estate.
Talk to something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because once you lose something, it does something to you. It's either going to break you or make you greater. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I start to pursue, and had great mentors, you know, in the real estate industry. And, you know, then I end up owning 15 homes free and clear.
Wow.
A lot of that was out in Memphis. So
nice.
I'm a mover and a shaker. I've been moving around a lot, as that y'all going to hear. I've been doing this in several states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not just a West Coast guy or a down South guy. You know, I'm even in Ghana right now.
I love that. Yeah, we talked about that, me and your wife. Absolutely.
Yeah. So things are all coming up. So these are kind of like my experiences.
Right.
I have the experience of hands-on. I have the experience of real estate investing and experience as an entrepreneur.
Right.
So, you know, I'm kind of like a full circle package,
right.
You know, when it comes to, you know, talking about real estate, you know, and business. So, because I love it. I'm passionate about it.
I see that. I love that, too. Now, how did you get involved in actually becoming like a builder of homes?
Okay. So I said that I didn't want to rehab anymore, because here's the thing, right? With a rehab, you don't never know what you're going to get yourself into.
Oh, you were
into.
Doing flips before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I started doing flips.
All right.
Yeah, I started doing flips like when I was 19.
Oh, wow.
I started doing
flips.
That's
right, because you were a carpenter
in trade. Yes, so I started doing flips and whatnot. But what I found out, especially when you get down south, right, mm-hmm. a lot of these homes are old shotgun homes made in the 20s, the 30s,
yes.
and things like that. Uh-huh. And so, you know, you can go in there and you can buy something. You start opening up the walls.
You find out
the electric's not up to code or the plumber's not up to code. No copper.
Right.
They got Dunlap on the walls.
Yeah.
It's all type of stuff going on, right? And mm-hmm. how they used to build back in the day. So then what you'll find yourself doing is end up dang near building a whole nother home.
House from the ground up.
I'm like, bro, why do I want to keep going through that, right?
Right,
that's
right.
The leaf path of resistance, because you already got the structure. You don't have to be dealing with the city on the water, the utilities. They're normally there if you buy a rehab home, right? It was lived in at some point. And so for me it's like, I didn't want to do that no more. I said, you know what? The value is in building. You see what I'm saying? Because if I come and buy something from you right now, you have to make money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So the value is in the business, in the building. So I share that with everybody. I said, listen, if you want to get value, build. You see what I'm saying? Because that's how you're going to get value. Because if your builder is charging you, say, $800,000 to build your build, and then when you get out of that, it's worth $1.2 million.
Right.
Come on. You made $400,000
right.
waiting for something to be built. But if you go buy it built, you're paying $1.2 million.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You have to wait for the equity.
Yes.
So that's, you know, me. Like, why would I do that? And I know how to do it. And so for me, I just take the challenges to go ahead and get it done.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people don't want to deal with, because it is challenging and it takes time.
Right.
Most people want things fast, right? A flip, I want to get in there 60 days, 90 days, I'm out of there, I'm going to sell it, flip it, make money,
right?
Everyone's looking for the quick get rich scheme.
Yes, they are.
But this is not a quick get rich thing.
Right.
But if you know anything about life, wealth is built over the course of time.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again, people. Wealth is built over the course of time.
Yes.
No one got rich overnight. Mark Zuckerberg didn't get rich overnight. Bezos didn't get rich overnight.
Warren Buffett.
Yep. It does not happen, people.
No.
So we got to get out of this fantasy world of getting rich overnight,
yes.
and more so just putting in that hard work, studying your craft,
right.
being dedicated to it, and don't quit. Because the only way you can lose is if you quit.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Or if you never start.
Oh, that's deep. Because there's only one road to success, people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many exits.
Oh,
you
yeah.
always
that's,
can
no,
exit.
That's
you see
good.
What I'm saying?
That's true.
So, you know, I'm trying to get to the end of success.
And we're going
to
keep going scared, man. It don't make money.
No, it don't. And, you know, people lose that thought, because here's the deal. Like, when it comes to investing, I share this all the time. I see people riding pretty Benzes, Range Rovers, Bentleys,
mm-hmm.
and things in that nature, right? And at the end of the day, I say, listen, you went and ran down there and signed your name for that $150,000 car,
yes.
but if I tell you to do $150,000 of investment, you backpedal.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
No, and they don't even want to give their credit. Well, I don't want them running my credit. Oh, wait a minute now. You didn't mind the car lot running your credit to get a car.
Because it's immediate gratification.
Yeah.
But you got to get away from that. This is about vesting and investing in your future.
Yep.
So if you get anything away from this conversation, invest in your future. Your future is important to you. Because if it ain't important to you, who is it important to?
Absolutely. I love that. And I want to thank you, Hardy. Thanks so much
for
coming on.
Thank you.
And once again, guys, if you heard that, I know you heard that, this man knows what he's doing. If you need a source out there in Pahrump, heck, even in Houston, 702-984-3700. If you're thinking about building, 702-984-3700. WelcomeHomeWithMonique.com. Or you can always email me at WelcomeHomeShow91.5@gmail.com. And I will get you in the hands of Mr. Hardy Bay. All right? Now, we're going to pivot real quick and finish up the show by talking about and bragging about my clients. You guys already heard me tell you that I've got some clients that just closed. Congratulations. Some of my KUMB listeners, they got themselves a beautiful golf course community home out there in Pahrump. Gave them keys on my way in today. So congratulations. Listen, guys, my listings are flying off the shelf. You guys already know. You've heard me talk about my previous listings. I had one go in 2 days. That one was $1.4 million. We just went into escrow and I sold that one in about a week, and that one was $747,000. My last two, you guys know that this is the season where the buyers come out. It's warming up. Kids are about to get out of school. People want to make that transition during summer, so the buyers are out. So if you have been sitting on a property, especially in the Henderson area or the Southwest area, I've got tons of buyers that are looking, and we are finding very, very little properties for sale. But that's anywhere in the city, you guys, okay? We are in an extreme shortage of homes. 3 weeks, that's all we have worth of properties. My number is 702-984-3700. I have this beautiful and very unique platform that your listing will be heard over the Las Vegas Valley via 91.5 KUNV. Listen, to God be the glory. Have an amazing weekend. Monique Buchanan. Love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. Please remember, all terms discussed are simply an estimate. My license number is S178846. My phone number, if you'd like to contact me, is 702-984-3700. You can also find me on YouTube. And please join me tomorrow at my church, Living Word Church on Hassel. I am part of the EXP Realty Group.